From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The already huge complex of wildfires burning in north-central Washington state is at least 22 square miles bigger today after spreading overnight. NPR's Nathan Rott reports it's now the largest fire in the state's history.
The Okanagan complex of wildfires was approaching 500 square miles in size Saturday morning. Firefighters are bracing for more growth as the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for the area through the day for high winds and low humidities. A cold front is expected to bring sustained winds of 25 to 40 miles per hour, which could fan the flames even further. Firefighters are working through heavy smoke and high heat in other parts of the country as well, battling large blazes in Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. The National Guard is helping in a few places as firefighting resources continue to be spread thin across the country. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
In Texas, Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says there's no suspect and no motive in last night's killing of a deputy sheriff.
The working motive for this at this point is absolute madness.
Deputy Darren Goforth was shot several times as he was pumping gas into his patrol car. An Egyptian court has sentenced three Al Jazeera journalists to at least 3 years in prison. They're accused of broadcasting material harmful to Egypt. NPR's Leila Fadel reports the controversial case has sparked international outrage.
It's been a very tormenting 20 months for all of us, and we hope that today justice is served.
That's Mohamed Fahmy, a Canadian journalist with Al Jazeera English, speaking in a Cairo courtroom just before the verdict in his retrial. He and his colleagues were accused of fabricating news and at one point aiding a terrorist organization, charges that rights groups say are baseless in a case that is politicized. But the good news Fahmy hoped for never came. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison and put back behind bars. His colleague Bahir Muhammad got 3 years and 6 months. He has three young children at home.
I just gave them some kisses, goodbye kisses in the morning today, and they were sleeping. And I really hope I'll be back today.
But he won't be going home. Peter Greste, an Australian journalist, was sentenced to 3 years in absentia. He was deported last year. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
European ministers today agreed to reinforce security on their railways just over a week after a gunman's thwarted attack on a train in France. The enhanced measures include upgrading identification and baggage checks. But Germany's interior minister, Thomas de Maizière, tells the BBC he's concerned about measures going too far.
I must say it is impossible to have a complete check of persons and luggage of millions of people who travel day per day in Germany and in Europe. And it would be a victory for terrorists to destroy our free travel.
Some European governments are considering amending the Schengen Code, which eliminated systematic border controls. This is NPR. Austrian police say after a high-speed chase, they've stopped another vehicle filled with migrants. They say among them were three young children near death from dehydration. They're recovering in a hospital, and the van's driver is under arrest. Authorities in the West African country of Ghana say they're investigating several universities suspected of recruiting fighters and followers for the self-proclaimed Islamic State. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports the probe comes after authorities confirmed a student had left Ghana to join ISIS.
Ghana has been spared the extremist Islamist militancy that has engulfed northeastern Nigeria and spilled into neighboring countries. So there's considerable consternation at news from the National Security Coordinator, Yao Donko, that ISIS agents have recruited two students from Ghana after urging them to join radical online forums. Donko says there's no reason to fear and that potential ISIS recruitment is limited to a handful of Ghanaians. Cold comfort for the family of 25-year-old geography graduate Mohamed Nasir Norte Alema. His father says a WhatsApp message from his son earlier this month informed them that he'd left home to join ISIS. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Turkish fighter jets have carried out airstrikes on Islamic State extremists in Syria, Turkey's first mission as part of the U.S.-led coalition. Officials say they used smart bombs and didn't have to cross into Syrian airspace. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington. Support.